The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. While discussing today's headlines, we already discussed Ebola, travel ban, do doctors think it's going to spread, quarantine and the legality of quarantine. We started to talk about the gay marriage. I don't want to say ruling. It's the lack of Supreme Court coming in. Hearing cases from previous courts. We talked about that. We're going to also talk about how sexting now is apparently first base. Remember, first base used to be a little baby kiss. Nah. Sexting has now come up to first base. I mean, I would hate to know what second is. So we're also going to talk about scientists who now have been able to make penises that will hopefully be tested on humans. Got a new ADHD drugs, more news on painkillers. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. In the previous hour, I told you about an email I wanted to read to you guys. It's anonymous. Dr. Wax, I've been living a lie for years, and I've been suffering with major depressive disorder. A friend of mine helped me realize I am gay. The problem is I'm married to a wonderful woman of 10 years and have two beautiful daughters. How do I approach the subject? How do you suggest I tell my wife and my kids? Now, this is a tough one. This is tough, and this is something that we had discussed in the previous hour on how you have many people who have been kind of living in a lie or in a cloud of repression because they did not want to admit to themselves they were gay. They might have had an idea. They might have thought it was a sin. Finally, somebody shows them it's not, and they're able to come out. And, you know, it'd be very interesting to see now that he is coming out if this major depressive disorder goes away. I wish you could call into the show. I have some other questions for you. But let's just talk about the question at hand. How do you tell a wife of 10 years you're gay? And how do you tell your daughters that you're gay? All right? I would suggest honesty, honesty, honesty. However, there's a way to tell somebody you're gay or you're heterosexual or you're in love with somebody else, all right, without simplifying it to one sentence, okay? And you need to actually look at the truth of what is going on. Okay, so first of all right, I would also suggest probably having a therapist or a marriage therapist in the room, just in case this gets ugly. All right, because marriage therapists, they're a lot more adept than I would be. I've never had to deal with this in my office. I've only had to tell patients how to approach it, but I've never had to be there when the husband was telling the wife or the wife was telling the husband. But what has been happening, all right, and I'm not saying it's the most successful, but what's been happening without the talk is the couples just fall apart. The couples just grow apart. They just naturally get a divorce, and then the other one realizes what happens when the other partner starts to have a relationship with somebody same sex. All right? It doesn't have to happen that way because, you know, you could talk about it. So the marriage is going great. You have a good marriage. Okay, maybe the sex part is not the best part of the marriage, but you got a great union, you got a great family, you guys have a good marriage. Okay, so then you need to sit down and talk about the positives of what's going on. So I would probably suggest, if the couple was there in my office, all right, I would probably suggest, okay, look, you guys have been married for 10 years, you got two beautiful daughters, you have an amazing family. Okay, do you love her? Yeah, I love her. I love her. But not in the way that I think she loves me. okay? And I've been there. I mean, oh my gosh, I can't tell you how many of my boyfriends ended up being gay. You know, maybe I turned them gay, I don't know. But, you know, so I've kind of had the talk from the other end. You know, and when a gay man breaks up with you, for those of you that have ever been broken up by somebody who's gay, they really make you feel good because they're like, I love you. I just wish I could love you in that way. I wish I was attracted to you like that. I wish I would enjoy sex more with you, but I really like Bob. You know, and you're like, but you don't like me. Did I? No. I think you're beautiful. And if I was straight, I would be all over you in a second. Really? Yeah. Okay, I gotta tell you, these guys that broke up with me who were gay, they really made me feel hot. So it worked out okay. I was good. I was good with it. All right, and maybe the reason why I tried to date men is because, I don't know, I'm fun and I look like I really need a makeover badly. So all my gay friends and ex-gay boyfriends, they knew how to make me feel better about the situation. But you need to tell them it's not them. Okay? And you never realized you had these feelings. You thought you did, but it didn't matter because you love that woman and you love the family. But you want to explore that side. Now, some of you will say too late. You got a family involved. You're wrecking a marriage. It may not have to be that way. Okay? There may be a way to, you know, still be a part of the family, but be able to, you know, explore where you feel you're destined to be. But you are these kids' fathers, and you are this woman's husband. So even though it took you 10 years to figure it out, you still have a duty to the marriage. And if the marriage is going to end, you have a duty to amicably end it and make sure the girls, you know, and mom and everybody figures out a way how to make it work, how the four of you can still make it work, okay? And, you know, in terms of the daughters, how do you explain to the daughters? You can say, look, I love mommy very much, but I have a friend that I love also. And I just love everybody, and I want to be with everybody I love. And I'm not leaving you. It's just I'm, you know, kind of adding somebody to the circle. Now, wife could be like, okay, now wait a second, hold the phone. All right, now, because remember, you know, wives are nesters. So now you're disrupting the nest, okay? And, you know, it's very, very hard to have a third person in the nest. But it's not going to be easy. I never said it was going to be easy. But you need to concentrate on the fact that there was love and that the marriage was very, very real. But you can't live a lie anymore. And it's going to have to be accepted by all. It will be. But it's going to be rough. 1-877 Doc Dolly. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's whatever every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, some of you thought the cloned sheep Dolly was a breakthrough in science. Well, wait for this one. Apparently, scientists have been able to grow penises in a lab. These organs are going to be given to men who had congenital abnormalities or who had suffered trauma to the area or had to undergo radical surgery for penile cancer. For anybody that has ever had this happen to them, this is phenomenal news. They say scientists have successfully grown penises in a laboratory and say they could be tested on humans within 5 years. Now, they wouldn't be tested on women to see if they work, they mean tested on the men who would be wearing them, obviously, and you know, transplanted do. The organs would be used, they said, to help men who suffered a serious injury to the region, had surgery for cancer, suffering from a congenital abnormality. The work was being carried out in North Carolina at the Wake Forest Institute for Regenerative Medicine. The scientists now are assessing these engineered penises for safety, function, and durability. Stop the giggles. This is some serious stuff. Stop the giggles. This has been reported by The Guardian. They say it's hoped that the U.S. FDA will give the thrust for the green light for testing on humans within 5 years. Earlier this year, they say the same team of researchers declared that they had successfully grown vaginas in the laboratory and implanted them into 4 teenage patients. I know some of you are asking, well, the penises and the vaginas meet in the lab. I'm a little nervous about that, you know? Remember there was a pet store where there was an octopus in the tank. And I guess the pet store had noticed over a period of days and weeks that somebody must have been stealing fish. Because fish, and I think even one of the gerbils, had gone missing. And they decided to have video surveillance to figure out which employee was stealing the fish. And it turned out to be the octopus was crawling out of the tank, walking across, I guess, the pet counter, going into the other tanks, eating the other fish or the animals, and then crawling back into its home tank before the boss came back in the morning. Really, really, so, you know, crazy stuff. So that would be my worry about the vaginas and the penises being in the same lab, because they may think they're all caged and locked up and, you know, in their own locations, but I am sure that when the lights are out, these two would try to, you know, find each other and crawl and get together. Now, for the women, remember, they had Meyer Rokitansky Custer Hauser syndrome, which was a rare genetic condition in which the vagina and uterus were underdeveloped or absent. And these women were really, really happy who were able to then get these transplants and be able to, you know, enjoy sex. And the treatment was also potentially used for people with vaginal cancer or injuries, etc. Now, right now, this particular study is being funded by the U.S. Armed Forces Institute of Regenerative Medicine in the hope that soldiers could be helped who are unfortunately dealing with battlefield injuries when these AEDs go off and unfortunately blow off certain body parts. Apparently, Professor Anthony Atala, director of the institute, oversaw the team's successful engineering of penises for rabbits back in 2008. They said that the rabbit studies were very, very encouraging, but there were a lot of safety hurdles that had to be overcome to satisfy medical regulators. I am really sorry for the words, the choice of words, but I'm just reading the article. They say our target is to get the organs into patients with injuries or congenital abnormalities. Now, I know some of you are like, you know, I'd like to order one, you know, now because I have erectile dysfunction. No, it's not for that. They say to avoid the body rejecting this obviously engineered organ, the penises would be made using cells from each individual's patient's body. This would be done by taking cells from what remains of their penis and then growing these in culture for up to 6 weeks. Then they have to make the structure of it. So they'll use a donor penis is washed with detergent to remove the donor cells. And it's a detergent. I don't think they use Tide. I would be very, very skeptical, but this quote unquote detergent is what they use to, because you don't want the antigens of the other person's body. They call it a detergent. All right. And then 2 weeks later, they have the collagen scaffold of the penis. Then they put the patient's cultured cells onto that and they induce them and they grow. This is really, really brilliant. Okay, now, some of you are going, okay, well, look, you know, I don't need a penis, but, you know, I need some other organs. Well, I mean, if they could do, remember we talked about juicy organs, all right, and non-juicy organs, and organs that are juicy have function and things that need to be done, not just anatomical. If they are able to figure this out, even though, keep in mind, it would probably be more of a anatomical than more of a functional organ per se, but because they can reconstruct tracheas, which are the windpipes. The windpipes don't have to do much except be a conduit for air. All right. If the vaginas and the penises are more for anatomy per se, that could do what they need to do with its structure as opposed to its function. A juicy organ would be like a pancreas, a liver, etc. We're still far from that. But why not? They're able to make ears. They're able to grow noses. They're able to grow things. And again, when you use the patient's cells, there's less chance of rejection. Now, there would be a pump to help the man obtain an erection. Okay? We have bowel resections that happen. And we need parts of the bowel. We need, there's a variety of things that we could use. And so this is the new medical revolution that we're in right now, regenerating body parts. This is probably the coolest thing ever. I almost wish I had a little bit more of an engineering background because I would love to be a part of this research. Some people are saying, well, why can't you use this? You know, when people have erectile dysfunction because they have diabetes or high blood pressure, why can't they regenerate blood vessels, etc.? Well, they're working on it. From what I understand, they are. They're working on that because this would be great if they could, you know, help patients with erectile dysfunction. But right now, it's more for the anatomical issue. Now, what is the penis reconstruction that's being done now? It's called free flap phalloplasty. All right. Apparently, they take a tissue that has nerves, veins, arteries. They roll it into a sausage roll with a pipe inside for the urethra. Then parts of the body where the skin can be taken from, like arm and thigh, they use that. They transplant it into the groin area. So there's nerves, arteries, veins. Then they do cosmetic surgery. And it looks circumcised, and it's like multiple operations, and it takes a long, long time. Sometimes men will still need to use a penis pump. So this is different from the current. This would be different from the patient process. Pretty cool stuff, though. So good job, guys. I'm proud of them. That's awesome. All right, 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. This was interesting. They say lying can wreck your day. How many of us? That men lie twice as much as women. Really? I would think women lie more. I lie about my weight. I lie about my hair color. I lie about my, having a headache at night. I don't understand that. Anyway, they use polygraph machines, and these sense changes in the hormones like your glucocorticoids. It kind of senses body chemical reactions and watches your pulse, your skin electricity, pitch in the voice, etc. And it's interesting. Apparently, Notre Dame researchers monitor the lies of more than 100 people by subjecting them to weekly lie detector tests. Scientists instructed half of the study participants not to tell blatant lies by giving them tips on how to avoid, how to like pass the test. But apparently, people that lied have more sore throats, worse sleep, tension. Don't go away. I'll be right back. 1-877 Dr. Ellie.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Pneumonia, the boogie woogie flu. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're talking about how if you lie, you could wreck your day, wreck your sleep. All right, let's just talk about some of the top lies out there. What are some of the top lies men make and some of the top lies women make? I know one of the top lies my husband makes is, no, you don't look nothing like your mother. That's a lie, because I could see it in the pictures. Yeah, your show was good today. That's a lie. All right, men, what kind of lies do men make? All right, I'm stuck in traffic. Yeah. It wasn't that expensive. You know, they buy something that wasn't that expensive. I'm on my way. Oh, that's the biggest crock of crap sometimes. I didn't have too much to drink. Sorry I missed your call. Really? Really, you're sorry about it? My battery died. I had no signal. No, your butt doesn't look big in that. This will be my last beer. But the number one lie men will say to their partner is, nothing's wrong, I'm fine. Really? All right. You know, my husband does that all the time. I go, what's wrong? Nothing. I'm like, oh my gosh, really? Please. What's wrong? Nothing. Come on. Man. All right. What about women? What are some of the lies? I know the headache. Here's a good one. Okay, here's a good one. I don't care how much you make. Okay, here's the thing. I told that to my husband. I didn't. I really didn't care. All right? But do you care? Yeah, you're a nester. It's not that I want him to make a lot. I just want to know that he's making something. So I wasn't lying. I didn't care what the amount was because, I mean, as long as I'm paying my rent, that's fine. But what I cared about is that there is a paycheck coming. So that's a lie, kind of, but there's a little bit of truth to that. I don't mind that you look at other women. Oh, I never said that to my husband. Okay, women do not like you looking at other women. Remember, we're nesters. If you could possibly fly the coop, then, you know, we're going to have to look around for somebody else coming into the nest. So, no, if she's like, I don't mind that you look at other women. What about porn? What about how do we women handle guys looking at porn? A lot of us women, because porn now is so much more prevalent than it used to be and so much easier to get, we realize that we have to evolve and be cooler with it. There is no way my husband would have married me if I gave him the no porn rule. So I had to evolve quickly and go, I guess, you know, I have to. But I made him promise me that he wouldn't have any expectations, okay? That, you know, my hair color, the way I stand next to a refrigerator, whatever he's looking at isn't the most realistic, okay? You know, if I'm naked and I'm standing in front of the refrigerator, I'm not going to look like that. So don't marry me if you expect me to. All right. You sure you don't want to, you know, at least try? No, I don't want to try. I can't wait to meet your mother. Okay, I wanted to meet his mother. I really, really did. So that was very truthful. I was scared. I was nervous. But I wanted to meet his mother because that starts to cement the relationship. Because men will not take the woman that they're just having a fling with on the side to meet their mother. So I needed to meet his mother to know that this relationship was going too serious. You see what I mean? So I did want to. Now, do women really, really want to? Of course not. You know, you think my son's girlfriends are going to want to meet me? No, they are going to be scared to death of me. But that's a lie women make. I like your friends. This is a tough one. Most of my husband's friends I liked, except a couple real wingdingers. And part of the reason was I remember them being his wingmen, you know. And if they were still single, now they lost their wingmen, they could still be a bad influence. And also, a lot of my husband's friends I dated. So I really didn't want to hang out with my husband's friends because that was kind of awkward. What about I'm in no rush to get married? Oh, I'm in no rush to get married. I don't know if I would buy that one either. Because if we women are above the age of 22, we start to freak out. I did. I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. I mean, I'm in college now. I got to get married. So I was really, really on the hunt for a husband. Really, really on the hunt. But I knew what to say. All right, because if I said on my first date, you need to marry me, then no, he would flee. So I acted like marriage was so far down the line. But then my husband started to realize that my ovaries were starting to get old. He's like, wait a second. You know, if I am going to marry this girl, I might need to do it fast because, you know, she just looks like she's aging and putting on a lot of miles. Like, I put on a lot of miles, so, I mean, if you really want to get married, I mean, I'm not pushing you, but if that's what you want, dear, yeah, I'll marry you, but only because you want that. That's what I told him. see, we lie a lot. I never tell my girlfriends about you. Of course we talk. All right, the whole reason why we have girlfriends is to get the guy, and then once we get the guy, we brag about our guy to our girlfriends. We make them jealous. Now we do to them what they did to us for years. We make them cry that they don't have a boyfriend and that they don't have a rock on their finger. Then we have them as our bridesmaids. Then they all get married. And then we all sit there and talk about our husbands. That's just what we do. I like you just the way you are. Oh, no. We never like men the way they are. We may think, you know, the scruff is kind of cool until we start to get, you know, burn on our face and other parts because you haven't shaved. You know, the lack of showering, that's going to come into a conversation after about the third or fourth date. I'm going to tell you that right now. You're not paying the bill and asking us to double dutch or dutch it all the time. Nope, that's going to be an issue. No, we're going to very, very quietly and deceptively change you to the man we need you to be, because you guys don't know how to be husbands. You know how to be sons to your mother. Okay? You know how to be mama's boys. You know how to be, you know, friends, you know how to date, all right? But do you really know how to be a part of a marriage? Do you know? No, you don't. That's where we have to come in and train, and we have been studying for years, all right? You think in high school we're sitting there learning our algebra and our chemistry? No, in high school I was thinking about how to be a wife and how to train my husband. If a woman says, I'm fine, again, just like a man, probably lying. You know, if a woman's like, I'm fine. If there's any singing to her answer, like, okay. If they go a half an octave either in either direction, you better stop what you're doing and figure out what's wrong, because it's bad. What? You're leaving? See, if there's a half an octave, if you go, oh, you're leaving? Okay. It's good. But my husband knows if I go down, really, we're supposed to go out with who? Okay, see? You see? That means you need to stop everything because it's the octave test. But if I'm like, really? Yeah, that's it. I'm good. Are you good? I'm good. No. Then that's bad. I love sports. Now, I do love sports. I do, but not all of them. So if you make me sit there and watch, I don't know, curling or something that I'm really not into, men's gymnastics, no. Football, I like. All right, but remember, you got to give me some attention in the middle of the game. Because if all you're doing is talking and hugging the screen, I'm going to feel left out. And then I guess one of the other lies a lot of women make is, I can never lie to you. Oh, I told my husband that. I can never lie to you. And then I told him the truth about something, and he didn't like it. I learned to lie fast after that. I learned my husband doesn't like the truth. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Wondering what went wrong. I'm kind of wondering what went wrong with Michael Phelps. You know, Michael Phelps got arrested for a DUI. So right now he is taking some time away from swimming. And Michael Phelps is entering a six-week inpatient program less than a week after being arrested for driving under the influence in Baltimore. He says, the past few days have been extremely difficult. I recognize that this is not my first lapse in judgment, and I am extremely disappointed with myself. I'm going to take some time away to attend a program that will provide the help I need to better understand myself. He says, swimming is a major part of my life, but right now I need to focus my attention on me as an individual and do the necessary work to learn from this experience and make better decisions in the future. That's a real nice statement. I wonder if he wrote it or somebody wrote it for him. I always wondered, you know, some of these statements are so clear and concise. He was charged with excessive speed, crossing the double lane lines within the Fort McHenry tunnel. I think he was going like 84 in a 45 mile per hour zone. He says he does recognize the seriousness of his actions, etc. He is the most decorated Olympian in history. 22 medals, 18 of them gold. From 2004, 2008, 2012, he retired from the London Olympics, but then started to get back competitively in April. He is only 29 years old. I guess during his comeback, he's been focusing on the relays, shorter distance events, and then, of course, his 100-meter butterfly, which is his, like, you know, what he's most known for. He won 3 gold medals and 2 silver medals at last month's Pan Pacific Championships. Yeah, I don't know if I could retire at the age of 29. I mean, if, you know... he had a rough start at the 2012 Olympics, and we were like, oh boy. But then he got his mojo back, and wow. Yeah, you know, so they say anyway, he's taking his time away from swimming. See, I would say if he was doing more swimming, maybe he'd be doing less drinking. But I understand he needs to do what he has to do, and I'm glad he's doing it. I think these rehab stints will be very, very helpful. You know, but, you know, people look at him, idolize him. My kids idolize him. When my kids were doing swimming, they thought Michael Phelps was the best. Then, you know, they saw the pictures of the bong. I'm like, don't be doing that. You know, yeah, but, you know, he could swim fast. Yeah, but not because of that. Trust me. That makes you swim slowly, okay? No pot. Kids these days. You know, it's just kind of baffles me what their thought process is. You try to go back to your thought process when you were their age. And you go, well, that's all right, because this is what I was thinking. You know, oh, my gosh. You know, my kids' age, I was into Smurfs and gummy bears and Bubblicious gum and stickers. And remember the Chiquita Banana? Remember Chiquita Banana had a lot of stickers on them? So I would decorate my books with Chiquita Banana stickers. Oh, no, no, no. Kids these days, they're into sexting. A new study today in the Journal of Pediatrics found that sexting is the new norm among adolescents. And it's not just at risk teens, all right? The study links sexting with later sexual activity, and a lot of these teens may or may not engage in risky sexual behavior, but it's one hell of a start. Now, when I was in the fifth grade, in sixth grade and seventh grade, yeah, we were already kissing. There might have been some petting, which I really, really hate that term. There was, you were going with people, you know, is he going with that one? Yeah, I'm going with him. I'm going with her. So there was that kind of stuff. And there was no sex. Nobody, when I was in middle school, was having sex. I'm seeing these kids come into my office now already doing what you and I would have called third base. So we're talking oral stuff, unless that's all different. All right? I mean, it's crazy. And I guess the reason why is, first base used to be a kiss. Second base was, I guess, touching more. Third base, see, I thought third base was touching. I don't know. Home run was like the home run. And I didn't go there. I was like scared. I was like, oh my gosh, you know, I'm not really good at baseball. But now they're saying sexting is stage one. And the funny thing is they're right. Okay? I mean, my kids... I don't want them to think that I'm looking at their phones. One of them doesn't have a phone, but the other one. And it's very interesting how the friends talk about each other's mothers. All right? Now, I don't know if they really know what they're talking about, but they're like, I'm like, you guys are already doing that? Okay, that's what people used to do, you know, people used to do that, you know, with your oh, you know, oh, yeah, you know, I had sex with your mother, you know, and then make you guys feel bad, but they're already doing that. And, you know, obviously with YouTube and things like that, they could see things. All of the kids in middle school have already, you know, watched probably every R movie out there. I remember having to get major permission to see an R movie from my, like, Vacation was R, Risky Business. I had to sneak watching those. My mom did not, my dad would not want me to see that. Now, Ted is like one of the number one movies with these kids right now. Or a lot of the Seth MacFarlane stuff, South Park, Family Guy. So, you know, I was watching Revolution. Revolution, I guess I'm trying to catch up on that. I don't know. I think there's some miscasting in there, but some of the actors are really good. But, oh, my gosh. I mean, I'm watching this going, is this edited? I mean, you know, was this on actual regular television? Because there are some pretty serious upper level. Yeah, and my little kid was like, oh, yeah, you know, all the kids in class have watched Revolution. I go, but they talk about sex, and there's a lot of blood. And so things are different now. And sexting could include anything from, you know, saying the word sex on the text to actually sending pictures of themselves. They say a diverse group of about 1,000 adolescents in Southeast Texas answered anonymous surveys detailing their history of sexting or sending sexually explicit images to another person electronically. Sexual activity and other behaviors have found 1 in 14 had sexted, and that sexting was related to sexual behavior. Well, obviously, sexting preceded sexual behavior in many cases. If you guys had a 9-year-old daughter, would you want her to be sending pictures of herself to boys in school? Are you as freaked out as I? And I have my boys. I don't want my boys having pictures like that on their phone. Don't you get arrested? So you need to know what is going on with your kid. Now, I suggest, okay, I know it's an invasion of privacy, and I remember not wanting my mom to read my diary, but I learned very early on that she would read my diary, so I only put in my diary what I wanted her to know. Alright, these kids know how to erase their texting history. They know. And if you see texting history erased, you take the phone away. And you need to be a lot more active in the way they're communicating with each other. You need to look at their pictures. You need to be on top of it. You are their parents. They can have privacy with a lot of things. They can have privacy when they do their homework. They can have privacy changing and taking showers and privacy when they sleep. There's lots of things for privacy. If they want to talk to dad or talk to mom about some things, go on a mommy and me day or a daddy and me day. They could have that. They could have that type of, that's fine. But when it comes to what's on their phone and what they're sending out from your computer or your phone or their electronic media, you are the only person that's going to protect your kid. Nobody else. And this idea of, oh, I need to give them privacy. No. You need to know what they're doing. It's frightening. There's a new ADHD drug that may be on the market soon. Apparently, Alcobra LTD says its drug to treat attention deficit disorder has met the main goals of a late-stage trial, and it's doing better than placebo. I'd hope so. The study results were derived after the company excluded data from 4 patients who did really well on that placebo pill. Placebo pills are cheaper. Just sell placebo. I'll buy it. The company said the study scored the drug metadoxine on the same scale used in studies that looked at other attention deficit hyperactivity disorder or the ADHD drugs. It sounds to me like it would be very, very similar to some of the other ones out there. We'll let you know more as we get it. Really quickly, we're going to be talking about tomorrow the top 10 painkillers in the United States. You'll be surprised at how many prescriptions of these things are written. Obviously, the top one is a hydrocodone combination and then an oxycodone combination. But we'll talk more about this tomorrow. Don't go away from where Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA.
Hang me down,
little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
From the makers of Lock It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Lock It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.